There we go.
Yeah, we back?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But Yamura, you know what's amazing about that, right, is that I wanted to always ask you that. So you stated a lot of different things in a maybe 3 minute time frame, right?
Uh-huh.
But I want to applaud you, right, in the fact that you were able to make that transition. Right. A lot of artists can't make that transition, and you did it successfully, right? But you also hit them in an artist mindset. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so when you were able to ask these questions, right, from these artists, man, they looking at you like, oh, man, motherfucker, man, come on, B. You know what I mean?
Well, most of them know I know the truth. Most of them know that I know the truth.
Right.
But some of them don't. Some of them don't. And, you know, for the most part, I allow certain people to twist the truth or whatever. But, you know, like, the good thing about it is I've been in the locker room with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I've been in this game for 20 years. And, you know what I mean? We've been I remember I used to get the Neptunes and try to bring the Neptunes to Tommy Boy. I actually didn't even want to sign the Neptunes. I tried to get the Neptunes to sign to Tommy Boy, and people looked at me like I was crazy. And then you know, same thing with Swiss Beats. Big up the Swiss Beats. Like I tried to get him, and you know, people would just, you know, not too many people would listen. But then now, you know, you switching it to this, and where it really happened was the first two episodes was DMX and Fat Joe. It was first Fat Joe, and then it was DMX. And my Fat Joe stories, we had the same stories for 20 years, so I didn't think it was going to work. But because we, you know, you think that everyone knows what we're saying, but it just blew up. And then, you know, obviously we had DMX, and at this time, this is when DMX wouldn't sit still at all. He was just all over the planet. And we got him to sit still for 40 minutes, and it was the most amazing thing in the world, and hip-hop has opened up. We actually got a new episode out right now on Tidal with DMX right now. So if you guys want to check that out, but you know, it's easy to work with my peers and work with my brothers, but it's also terrible, you know what I'm saying? Because artists are very hard.
Very hard. Now, Nori, let me ask you this. So now simultaneously, you're still an artist. So
yeah,
the album prior to Patio Furniture, right? Remember, you were still in the mix, right? So now your name is out there. Not that it wasn't, but it heightened far and beyond because now you delve into a whole new world, right?
Uh-huh.
How did your album do? And now being in the midst of it all.
You know what? To tell you the truth, I don't look at numbers. I just look at cash revenue. Like, that is it. I can't tell you what Drink Champ's last numbers is. I can't tell you what Revolt last numbers is. I can't tell you what Apartment 5E last number is. I can't tell you. All I do, because it's not about numbers to me no more. All it's about is revenue profit share, meaning I could throw out a project, and the project could sell 10,000 units or, you know, 20,000 units, you know, first week or maybe second week or whatever, after that, whatever. And all I got to do is just leave that in that account because my music money, I don't touch. My music money is for my children. I have not, in the past 10, 12 years, I haven't touched. In fact, I don't want to say since I bought back my publishing for trash, but a little later after that, what I realized let me not mix up the stories. Once I knew I was secure, in media, and I knew that I had, you know, not only I had the food show that came out. If you guys got Hulu, I got Nori on the Run eating. That's there. And once I started to notice that, then what I did was I made a separate account that was just for music. Right. So now I have a person from Empire named Ghazi. You know what I mean? I don't have to speak to him. I don't have to talk to him. Every month, there's revenue that's in there. So all I do with the new music is just add it on to that. So what I actually, you know, so when it comes to numbers and things like that, I just realized it didn't matter to me. I don't care if I sell a million or 10,000. It didn't really matter. As long as I give the music to the people, and they can bootleg this shit. I didn't even ask the people to buy it. like I don't care. Like, you know, I mean, but it's a great album. It's a great EP. It's not even an album. It's a great EP. It's all produced by one producer, and we have fun. We also have 5E, you know, that we dropped on Mass Appeal last year, I believe, or the year before that. And with Big Chain and, you know, with Fabulous. And all we're doing is having fun. I'm not here to compete with my brothers. I'm here to eat.
Has there, I mean, like you said earlier, I'm pretty, you know, you got a lot of music in that voice. I know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there any other artists that you are looking to work with and moving forward?
Damn, who I want to work with? I thought of that the other day. I forgot who it is. Damn, I forgot. I did. It was a new artist I was thinking about working with.
Right.
I totally forgot who it is, man.
When you get in that Dream Champ zone, it'll come naturally.
Oh yeah. I mean that's crazy because you know a lot of artists that I want to interview, I don't want to work with. It's a balance. You know what I'm saying? It's a balance
But listen, it's funny you said that, right? Because now once again, you have a platform, right? And and most of those individuals you have great relationships with, right?
Right.
Has there been someone that you reached out to that was like, oh no?
Yeah, all the time. But that's the reason why I don't reach out to the new generation. Is the new generation tentatively answer questions like, you know, yo, what's your favorite color? Red. And they don't say nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't say red because I like red because I grew up in, you know, Crenshaw and Slauson or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, identify the thing. So that's the reason why I really don't mess with new dudes. But now there's been a lot of people who's been skeptical of the show, contrary to popular belief. You don't have to act stupid on Drink Chance. You don't even have to drink. All you got to do is be yourself. So there's a lot of artists who think that they're going to lose endorsement deals because we smoke. Because I smoke. Look, Floyd Mayweather is one of the biggest boxers in the world. I smoked the whole episode. He didn't smoke not once.
Not once.
He didn't drink not once. You know what I'm saying? RZA Islam came on there. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. Royce the 5'9" came on there. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. But the problem is, it'd be a lot of people who think I know stories about them that I don't really know. And even if I do know stories about them, one thing for sure, two things for certain, I always protect the culture. The culture is protected. Ooh. So if I know something about you that's maybe necessarily not cute or not ill, I might not bring it up. But that lets you know, if an artist hasn't been on Drink Champs and you know me and them got their relationship, you know that artist probably has a secret. You know what I'm saying?
Pay attention, people. Pay attention, my people.
So, and I might not know the secret. I might not, but they think I know the secret.
But they think, right.
So, right. And the thing about it is, I protect the culture first. You know what I'm saying? Like, Uncle Luke did drink. Someone said Uncle Luke came on the show and didn't drink. Uncle Luke did come on the show and drink, but guess what? Uncle Luke requested that we didn't smoke. But so if you know, Uncle Luce was correct that we didn't smoke, and we didn't. And if you see us smoking, that's cigar smoke. That is not marijuana. That is not, you know, we respect our OGs. Like, you know, Lamar Odom could have did the same thing. Lamar could have said, yo, you know, I don't want to smoke or drink. He didn't. So we didn't. You know what I'm saying? But our name of our show was called Drink Champs. We are going to drink. You know what I'm saying? We are going to drink. So, but, you know, for the, go ahead.
Nori, I love this. I want to get back.